And today on 60 Second Psych, can you stop the thyroid med after stopping lithium?
Hypothyroidism is fairly common on lithium. It affects about 14 to 17% of patients. Subclinical hypothyroidism is twice as common. We know what to do about it. Start thyroid supplement. But what hasn't been clear is whether we should continue that supplement if lithium is ever stopped. This retrospective study of 90 patients attempted to gather some preliminary answers to that question. These patients had three things in common. They were taking lithium, they developed hypothyroidism on lithium, and they went on to stop the lithium. So how often did the doctors stop the thyroid? In just less than half of the cases, the doctors stopped the thyroid after stopping the lithium. But what we want to know is, was that the right decision? And here they have sort of an answer. In about 1 in 6 patients, it was not the right decision and they had to go back on the thyroid medicine. So we do have a pretty good chance of stopping the thyroid 5 out of 6 times after stopping the lithium. Now, this study is not controlled in any way. It's just reflecting what was done in practice. And we have no idea if the need to resume thyroid would have been greater if all the patients attempted to stop it, but it does give us some basic directions. Most of the time, lithium-induced hypothyroidism is reversible and the thyroid supplement can be stopped. However, there is at least a 17% chance that the hypothyroidism will come back. So it's a good idea to follow up with the labs on these folks if they come off the thyroid after stopping the lithium. Keep in mind that bipolar disorder itself is associated with hypothyroidism, as is treatment with carbamazepine and possibly valproic acid, Depakote.